It's quite nerve-wracking, actually, isn't it? Sitting here in the dressing room, listening to our colleagues on stage at the moment, really hoping it's going well for them, but it's quite nerve-wracking here, isn't it?
It's terrifying, especially when you're wearing shoes that are one size too small for you. I'm in agony. Oh. Need to get on there and do some can-canning.
Get it over and done with.
And then get these shoes off.
What about Leslie Dolphy? You're looking a little bit different sitting over here. Not perhaps how you normally look on a day-to-day basis.
No, I'm wearing, Army? Women's Army uniform. Flat brown shoes is not quite what I'm used to.
easy white, stripy, tigery people. You're the first BBC Radio Suffolk act on stage. How did it go, John?
Well, that was all right. Very, very nervous. The police have been called. That's the music police just been called. Just right there. But I think it was all right.
I just want to do it again. I'm like, it's really annoyed now because it's the start of the night and like we're done, really.
How's it going? Very good. I've lost my voice a little bit though.
Who thought you could walk that far in the Regent Theatre?
1,000 miles. Look at me go.
Did you have fun though?
Oh, it was great fun.
Much fun, yeah.
All
really
those smiling faces, it was just lovely.
Yeah.
Are they going to be nice? Are they going to be nice to us when we go on in a minute?
Definitely.
We've warmed them up for you.
Yeah.
That's what we've done.
Thank you.
Literally thumping out of his chest.
Oh, we finished, I can't believe it.
So out of breath.
I think the audience particularly enjoyed seeing our pants.
I think it was a high point of the evening. I think it's all going to be downhill now.
The poppies have just fallen and no one can see them. Did they fall down during the...
There were poppies falling. Oh, I didn't realise how many falling. There were meant to be.
Yeah, I think it was okay. It was good. Lots of people singing, which was brilliant.
Yeah. So. You've just come off stage playing the steel band.
I want to go back on.
I want to
go again. That music's in my heart. I want it. Ever since I'm in the Caribbean in 1975, I've had that music in me, and now I can play it. I've got something I can do well. I mean, dancing, okay, I'm rubbish, but this, yeah, I'm going to learn it.
Now, you've been playing on stage with Rob. He's very excited by tonight. How did he do?
Superb.
Very good, yeah.
The best new student we've ever had in the group. I'm not going to exaggerate him, Rob, honestly. He was very, very good, and he enjoyed it, and he looked like he was having a whale of a time up there, and that's what counts, so.
Mr Murphy, looking very, very dapper tonight, all ready to go on?
I've got the sprayed hair, so I get a feeling of what life's going to be like, hopefully, in my 60s and 70s, you know. I'm Silver Fox Grey tonight, got the old dinner jacket on there, and my trolley dollies from the Ipswich Operatic and Dramatic Society look absolutely gorgeous, so I'm hoping that when we get on stage, all eyes will be on them, and people will forget I'm even there.
Are you nervous?
Yeah, of course I am.
Once I get you up there, where the air is red.
Norm, producer extraordinaire, end of another show, how are you feeling?
Deflated. It's all over.
Well, I have to say, I've been talking to the people as they left, lots of them saying it's the best yet.
I think they're probably right, and I'm not saying that as a big head. If everyone really pulled together for the show, it went really smoothly. We had... All of the acts were stunning. People really do step up to the plate at an event like this, and well, the audience reaction.